I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for March 31st. Today in 1936, the Western film Comin' Round the Mountain opens, starring Gene Autry and his horse Champion as he plays a Pony Express rider robbed and left in the desert. Gene sings three songs in the film, including the title track. Today in 1949, RCA Records releases the first ever 45 RPM album. The disc is Eddie Arnold's single, Texarkana Baby. It was made of green vinyl as part of an early attempt to color code singles according to the genre of music they featured. Others included red vinyl for classical music and yellow for children's songs. Today in 1971, the 58th and final Johnny Cash Show airs on ABC television. The music variety show ran from June 7, 1969 to March 31, 1971. And you can find a lot of those old episodes on YouTube still. Today in 1981, Dolly Parton performs 9 to 5 on the Oscar Awards, which were postponed 24 hours following the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan. That night, Sissy Spacek wins the Best Actress Award for portraying Loretta Lynn in Coal Miner's Daughter. Today in 1995, Alan Jackson receives a second citation for cutting down trees on public property next to his turf on Tennessee's Center Hill Lake. Today in 2001, Charlie Pride, Conway Twitty, Jerry Lee Lewis, Marty Stewart, Muddy Waters, Pop Staples, The Staple Singers, John Lee Hooker, Glenn Ballard, and the Blackwood Brothers are inducted into the Mississippi Museum's Hall of Fame in Jackson. And today in 2011, Mel McDaniel passed away from lung cancer at his home in Hendersonville, Tennessee. A Grand Ole Opry member, he recorded several catchy hit singles in the 1980s, including Louisiana Saturday Night, Right in the Palm of Your Hand, and Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On. We're remembering the birthday today of fiddler Joe Holly, born in Locamp, Texas on this day in 1917. A prominent member of Bob Wills' Texas Playboys, you'll hear Joe on Western swing classics like Stay a Little Longer, Smoke on the Water, and White Cross on Okinawa. We're also remembering the birthday of another fiddler, Tommy Jackson, born in Birmingham, Alabama on this day in 1926. Recognized for his unique double-stop technique, bowing two strings at once, Tommy Jackson plays on hits by Hank Williams, Webb Pierce, Ernest Tubb, and Ray Price. We're remembering the birthday of legendary country singer-songwriter Lefty Frizzell, born on this date in 1928 in Corsicana, Texas. The influential country music singer and songwriter became an influence on later stars including Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, George Jones, John Fogerty, and Roy Orbison. And that's what happened today in country music history for March 31st. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play, and follow us on social media at TICMH Podcast.